bandwidth hosting and construction is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Oh, yes, the Bash Weekend is here, too. Woohoo! Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swear. You might have heard me at the first say that construction's also brought to you by UK2.net. Yeah, if you're hearing a lot of banging and God knows what else going on in the background while I'm doing this show, I think they're constructing something outside the studio today. It is the last day of June. Yes, June 30th, 2017. All the best technology news to happen over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Google and its prying AI, yeah, might be just helping you out. That's right, Google's released its Cloud Video Intelligence API to the world as of yesterday. And as you guessed, just like everything else with Google, it's available in public beta. This, of course, is part of Google's big old big idea of trying to make AI more accessible. So what does the Video Intelligence API do? Well, it's designed to let users upload a video and get information back about what objects are in it. Yeah, so in other words, they're looking at every little thing in it. Using a system called Label Detection. Sounds great for advertisers, doesn't it? Yeah, let's read on. Now, they're saying it will have its other benefits as well, including detecting pornographic content, basically making it easy for the service to spot videos that shouldn't be there. Now, from Google, we go to Yahoo. What a train wreck this is. Now, I'm sure most of us probably use Gmail, and I've forgotten all about my Yahoo account. Might still be there, may not. I don't know. Don't really care. But apparently, Yahoo wants you to come back over, so much so they've had a complete makeover of their Yahoo Mail. One of the first lovely things you'll notice about the makeover of Yahoo Mail is its much more minimal design. That's how they're putting it anyways. There's a lot more spacing between the UI elements, making it for a less cluttered look, and that's probably very much welcome. Plus, you can also customize the UI with different colors and themes to your liking. I can hear you laughing. That feature's been available on Gmail for a long time. Basically, Yahoo is doing this for everybody to say, hey, come on over. Look how fresh and new we are. So if you still happen to remember your password or even what the hell your Yahoo email was, maybe you want to go check that out today. Mac OS High Sierra, yeah, it's out in public beta as today. No, we won't be getting this thing officially until later this year. But if you feel the need for a little change on your Mac, you might want to take a dive into the public beta. But don't use it on your main machine. It might just be a world of nightmare for you. Now, of course, to get this, you'll have to enroll in the public beta program with your Apple ID. And then after that, you'll have to accept all those terms. You know, gosh only knows what it is. I've never read them. I'm sure you haven't either. And then once that's done, you head on over to the Mac OS Sierra High landing page, get it downloaded, and off away you go. And finally, would you believe it or not, the Nintendo actually still has an unreleased game. And I think, maybe it's like from a year or so ago. No, this thing is 20 years old. And it's finally going to see the light of day this year. The unreleased game called Star Fox 2 was actually made for the Super Nintendo. And believe it or not, after 20 years, it's finally going to come out. Which probably gives way to another rumor. Remember, we're hearing about a new Nintendo system, you know, probably a throwback system coming out this year. That hopefully they won't screw up the production on like they did the last one. Maybe we're going to see Star Fox 2 on there. It would make it the only logical choice, right? I mean, come on, how many of us still have our Super Nintendos just lying around? Just waiting for a new cartridge to come in stock at Walmart. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that's our website for our podcast, our blog review section. Get on over there, check it out for yourself. You have no idea what you're missing. Our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Why don't you go over there and give us a like? Why don't you follow us on Twitter as well, British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter if you want to, at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community and our Slack room, we'd love for you to come on over and join us. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. The new show headed into the BTN Bash Weekend. For those of you coming to the Bash, hope you have a fantastic time. Unfortunately for me, I won't be able to attend. I'm still currently on the other side of the world. But I'll be there in spirit, I promise you. In the meantime, have a great weekend. BTN News will be back on Monday. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, kick back and enjoy your Friday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.